The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Now let's go to Adam in London. It's a dreadful story, this surgery scandal. Adam.
Yeah, we've had an independent inquiry into it. Basically, a disgraced and indeed imprisoned breast surgeon called Ian Paterson. He's already in jail for 20 years for botched or totally unnecessary operations over a period of 14 years. This inquiry says all 11,000 patients who came anywhere near him should now be reassessed. That's a lot of patients, of course. And he didn't specifically work on all of them, but still. Dr. Paterson's work caused breast cancer to return in some patients. Others had an operation for it when they were actually all clear. There are 15 recommendations from this. But, you know, the worst thing of all, the most damning thing of all, is the conclusion of this inquiry, is the culture, as they put it, of avoidance and denial that enabled this doctor to get away with it for so long. And that is the big worry, the cover-up that sometimes happens in medical circles.
Yeah, cover-up. But what would be the motive for this? What, I mean, he's in jail for wounding with intent. You can't understand it, can you? Was he just incompetent?
Do you know what? I've looked around and I have searched, because that was exactly the question I thought. Why would you do that?
Yes.
Is it some sort of God complex or what?
Yes.
I can't find anywhere where they've actually discussed it. So, did he just go off the rails?
I don't know.
Did he think he was doing the right thing?
And all these things, but there are also supposed to be supervisions, the registrars and all that stuff, aren't there? 11,000 patients. Good God. Okay.
And it doesn't bear thinking about, really, the psychological consequences for a lot of those women as well.
30,000 British citizens?
Well, you asked a lot of good questions to you about the virus and questions that are being asked here. I mean, we're perhaps in a slightly different neck of the woods in that we're just that much further away. But there again, what's the point of British Airways banning flights to Shanghai when Virgin Atlantic is carrying out flights to Shanghai?
It.
How does that work?
That's it.
But, 30,000 Brits in China basically are being told now to get out. So the UK joins France, Germany, New Zealand in telling all of its citizens to leave China. Although how you can get around in a country where there's lockdown and very few flights and very expensive flights. And also, as well, Alan, a lot of Brits have made their lives in China. What do they do? Do they jump on a plane?
Yes, absolutely. Well, 60 million people in lockdown in China. Look, it's very, very difficult, I suppose, in all of these things, Adam. We've just got to believe the authorities and hope that they have the public health of the nation in good keeping. But, by gee, there are a lot of questions that haven't been answered. Talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.